Okay, Football Africa, another Ogbonge edition. Now we carry come so. And this time around, like we tell you now, the last time, say we did count down to the World Cup. The World Cup, I mean, how many days now before we see the first match of the tournament on the 20th of November? I know, say, I mean, people like us, we know they feel, the heat, the buzz, no day, the reason, obvious, Niger, no the World Cup. But that one not going to stop the party, sha. I mean, with a get entertainment angle, say some Nigerian artists go perform for the World Cup. At least, we'll use that one, hold our side.
Who the hell?
We'll use that one, just shout, hold our side, say some Nigerian artists go perform for the World Cup. But the most important thing we want to talk about for Football Africa today, now the chances of African teams for the World Cup. Africa best performance for the World Cup. Now, quarterfinal, Cameroon, 1990, England stopped them. And then Ghana, South Africa, 2010. In fact, Ghana being there just one penalty kick away from a semi-final. Asamoah Gyan miss him. The last kick of extra time. Asamoah Gyan miss him. I mean, Ghana being gathered. A lot of South African fans that year. Bagana, Bagana. I didn't think they called them. And this time around, Ghana, they fly African flag for the World Cup. And Senegal also, they fly African flag. Morocco and the rest of them. What think their chances? A lot of people believe, say, Africa no get what it take to really dominate. But one man, Jose Mourinho, say, for him, he believes, say, Africa get the ability to win every game. Every game. You understand? Say, if nobody say, there are players, they scattered around the world, you know, they play for different places for Europe. Say, if Africa go back, you know, maybe develop their league, their players, they play for their national teams, maybe African players, they play for England, France, and the rest of them, they go back to their origin. See, Africa get what it take to dominate the world, win the world. The debate today, now see, sure now because of, say, African players, they play for other countries. Now make African teams never fit win the World Cup. How many countries don't win the World Cup? Maybe say, we say, okay, now African players, now help them win the World Cup. That's now one side of what we will discuss about today for football. That now the main thing we will discuss about Football Africa today. We will still just look at the Women's Champions League because Bayelsa Queens stay there. And of course, the men Confederations Cup matches where Niger teams, but I say, you're almost sure for them to play for the group stages of the Confederations Cup. My name, Nasawa Dinho. And of course, Timmy Day here. Timmy, a black man, an African man. I don't know.
Yeah, typical.
A black African man.
Born, you know, and bred in Africa.
To me, which time when
I'm proud of Africa.
Which time when I will start to take responsibility for the things when I need to do right? You agree, first of all, you agree.
Wait, so you not be African, Abi?
Well, I'll be African man.
Thank you.
I'll be African man.
Continue.
Original. Continue. You agree or you don't agree with Jose Mourinho? Say, if African players come back to their native countries, or maybe Africa started to look inwards, their players need to scatter for Europe, their chances to win the World Cup go better.
Which chances are? Which of the chances?
The chances for Nigeria to win World Cup, Ghana, Egypt,
Senegal. Jose Mourinho mouth talk. I don't believe him. I don't want to talk, say, he don't know what they talk, because he's a very learned person, he understands sports. He no grow for Africa. He no live for Africa. He no know what in Africa the African players they go through.
Okay.
So check out France 90. France 98 when they win the World Cup. How many Africans stay there? Very few.
Well, that France 98 World Cup.
Where we now?
That World Cup. That team. United Nations.
Well, Sawa.
If you check out
how many Africans? Yeah, Algeria.
If you check out the Thierry Henry roots, maybe if you know be Africa, but
yeah,
Thierry,
but
all of them are black. Check out Claude Makalele.
Vieira.
Patrick Vieira.
Okay.
You know, check out...
How many of them come from one country?
No. We say one country. But
that's the point. Sawa, that's the point. Now the point be
one
that.
Country. You so know, if you talk... If from Eritrea.
Yeah.
From
so
Congo,
if you talk about, say, Africa go win the World Cup, if they talk about, say, Africa na country. Now, where me are they? I know understand where Mourinho they come from. Because when you talk, say, Africa go win the World Cup,
yeah,
you talk about nations. Not be Africa is a continent. If Germany they go World Cup, they don't say Europe won't go win World Cup. No, they will say Germany won't win World Cup. They'll just say Brazil won't win World Cup. No, be South America won't win World Cup. You understand what I talk?
Yeah.
Argentina won't win World Cup. No, be South America won't win World Cup. So why do they always talk, say, if Africa won't win World Cup, say, or if African players come together, Africa go win the World Cup? No! The truth of the matter be say,
okay,
if Cameroon won win World Cup, now Cameroonian players go feel win World Cup. Cameroonian players, when they're outside, we don't prosper, now maybe one or two.
Timmy, for instance, now we could use Nigeria as an example. Now,
okay.
Players we get Nigerian roots right now.
Yeah.
Eh? We could say Bukayo Saka, Ebere Chese, David Alaba, different players where you know we get Nigerian roots. Mm-hmm. Just imagine, say, all these players, they play for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You think say our chances to win the World Cup no go better?
All the ones that we don't play for Nigeria, why we not qualify? So you see, whenever they get the problem, right? Oh, the problem not be say we don't get talent. The problem I say we don't get organization. Because even if you get a Ebere Chiezi, you get Bukayo Saka, you get
Tammy Abraham,
you get everybody, the ones that are from Germany.
Germany,
so what the truth of the matter be say, your organization guys, they solid. Because Jose Mourinho come out now, talk that one. It just be like waiting Eto come out talk. I don't know how true, shall. But I hear that, I see the quotes. Eto say, Cameroon go play final against Morocco for this World Cup. Sawa, come on.
But at least Morocco organization,
Sawa,
they better.
Sawa.
I know really Sawa. Agree with you about organization. But
Sawa, okay, see, Sawa, see. Mo, take him another level. Mo, put them, say, okay. Who be the nearest countries and where they be like Africa again? Mo, take Brazil. Mo, take Brazil, Sawa. Check out Brazil. They dominate for the continent. They dominate for... Based on say they create, they bring out players, and the organization still makes sense. See, it not just they enough say you get talent. It not they enough. You understand? The thing where they enough now say you get talent and you get organization. The reason why France win 2018 World Cup now because say they gather the best of African players from all around. We don't migrate go France. Organize them well. Push them with money. Push them with everything.
Kylian Mbappe.
Yes. But so check out. How many of them from one country? Maybe not just two from Senegal.
But that's the thing. Just imagine, say, Kylian Mbappe. Let's say, for instance, now.
From Cameroon.
He play for Cameroon, Abi.
Yes.
Cameroon, Abi.
Yes.
Abi.
Yes.
Kylian Mbappe, they play for Cameroon. N'Golo Kante, we're being roots now. You know,
I think.
They play for an own route. Just imagine, say, all these players, apart
Sawa
from them,
no go day enough.
Man, apart from them, Olivier
Sawa,
Giroud,
he no go day enough.
In 2018 World Cup,
he no, they feel no win. Yes, they feel no win. But are they talk about Africa here? Yeah. Are they talk about African countries here? Yeah. He still no go day enough for Africa to win the World Cup, because the World Cup not be something we be say you prepare for in 2 years or something we be say you prepare for in 6 months. You understand? It go take time.
See, me see this Belgian team. See. The ones now where they leave, the black players, all them, Lukaku, Axel Witsel, Vincent Kompany, Marouane Fellaini.
So how many of them? My point is, how many of them come from one country? Now, they think I'm as if Africa is one country. Africa is a continent.
So, it's just one standard
players. Not just one standard players. Standard players,
so
you say.
Now, they collect the standard players.
They collect because they get organization. You understand? They collect all these players. They collect all these players. They join together. They organize them well. And not be saying they do them intentionally. You understand me? They do them intentionally. They do them based on, say, now the situation we face them. These players, their parents migrate. Okay, so for instance, now make I ask you.
Yeah.
More check Ghana out. Ghana don't talk, say, most of their players will be saying based abroad.
Yeah.
Will be saying born abroad. They'll come play for this World Cup. But me and you know, say, that one no reach for, say, Ghana go win the World Cup.
Okay.
Now the fact be that, Sawa. So if Jose Mourinho sit down one place, they talk, say, if Africa gather all their players together, say they go win World Cup, that one I just... I don't want to use political term, but we are in the political terrain. It's a propaganda, honestly, because Sawa, it's not going to work. The only country where I feel say go fit do something for World Cup. Now, the likes of all these strong African countries, maybe like Cameroon, we get good talents. We get plenty talent. Maybe like Nigeria. But then, you know, reach. You know, reach because organization self gas day for inside this matter of going to World Cup. So, for me, Sawa, in as much as say I agree, say African players, they do well for European countries. The truth of the matter is that these African players are just one from each country. They no gather all the old players from Nigeria, for instance, now say they won't go play for England. No.
Okay.
They no gather all of them. Spain no gather the whole players. Say they go gather all the players from Angola or all the players from any other place.
Burkina Faso,
say they won't come play. No. They pick these players as they come from different countries. So the problem is about we organizing ourselves first well.
And the thing now. Another place where I go agree with you on the organization partner. Shebina league, way fine. Nine people go wrong go to go play.
Exactly.
How many European players they die to come play for the MPFL, to come play for the South African PSL, even as organized as it is? Yeah,
exactly.
You understand? How many European players
even the Arab League?
They come play for the Egyptian League, the Moroccan League, the Algerian League. We understand. Give it to the Egyptians. Not be so many of them. They travel abroad because they are top notch.
Exactly. And they get money well.
Give it to the Algerians. I mean, they get money. They pump the money. So I mean, maybe we go look Mourinho's statement from that angle also. Yeah. Say if Africa they allowed to organize their league properly. I know even one player who been talked that thing. I don't forget what Mario Balotelli.
Mm.
You know, we talk about Africa also looking inwards. May all African players go back to Africa.
Yeah,
may
exactly. See now what thing I want to hear all this Mourinho them they talk with that. Mm. See, tell the African players we don't make them abroad. May they come back home like Samuel Eto'o.
Mm.
Can't they invest for Africa?
And they even talk of actively playing African players. Go back to Africa. Go they play go for they play. Africa.
If it is possible. But so what, the truth of the matter be say, the realistic team is say, players where don't they play for, okay, imagine say Bukayo Saka now.
Mm.
I remember one time they asked a question, say, if you don't get opportunity to play for England, who you go play for? You don't say no call Nigeria.
You don't call Nigeria.
So why did you say no
as
call Nigeria?
As a matter of fact, he's the answer England, that'd be something.
No, why did you say no call Nigeria? Question. Why you choose no call Nigeria?
To me, what in Nigeria don't contribute football life?
Bam! Sama!
The only thing that points for a boy life that say that they are a parent from
not the points, Sama, not the points with that. So what's the money when they come out to come talk, say Africa if African players for me not just blank statements. We don't make any for me, no make any brain. Because if you check them out finish, the African players where they talk about, most of them they're not take pool of players from one particular country.
Mm.
Go abroad or go Europe, go they play. No, they're just scattered everywhere. Mm. So Africa never really organize themselves in the respect of say them fit merge their players together, put their players together, organize their players together, target say, okay, we won't reach semi-final. The last time we reached quarterfinal, Sawa, what happened for World Cup 2010?
Yeah.
Ghana reached quarterfinal. What happened? Penalty.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. So those ones then get good organization and then do well going that far. So it shows if Africa did well organized, the thing we World Cup, it not be about say players where migrates
winning,
go abroad.
Winning the World Cup, not down to luck or not down to proper management. We look at that Ghana team now for 2010. We know if they and I beat our chest, say, okay, that Ghana team been there super fantastic. But somehow they get that ride, enter quarterfinal. Yeah. And if Asamoah Gyan been scored that,
you don't
for
finish,
that this
no.
thing,
you don't finish.
Ghana for don't enter semi-final. At least it will be the first African team to play every game at the World Cup, at least every stage of the World Cup. Because whether they lose semi-final or they win semi-final, they will play more game. Yeah. Either third place or final, you understand? So we fit say luck fit push Africa win the World Cup, or before you win the World Cup, it must be proper planning structure. We've been seeing one story about Germany, you understand, when they project to win
the
World Cup, you know, I think they even won it earlier from their projection, because their projection was, I think, to win the World Cup around between 2014 and 2018, you understand, they won it in 2014. So, winning the World Cup, now down to strategic planning, or they get elements of luck.
But Sawa, I go tell you now the truth, because every country we don't win the World Cup, they don't plan, and also they don't get luck.
Okay.
Make I use another instance. Hand of God, 1986.
Yeah.
If that guy Maradona, you know, use hand of God. Yeah. If so, is a VAR day. You know, there's a VAR for cancel that goal.
Yes.
And you know, say okay, the match end 2-1 abi.
Yeah.
1-1, maybe penalty. Lock.
Penalty. Anything fair.
Argentina for no win that World Cup. Mm. Okay. So I come back to 1994. Mm. And they talk about locks now.
Yeah, locks.
Come back to 1994. Mm. Italy play like mad.
Mm.
Enter that final. Meet Brazil. Brazil self play like mad. Mm. But penalty, Baggio will be there. Star boy.
Yeah.
Sawa, what's happening? You want to say no, you know, if he play penalty.
Mm.
Or Baresi, we miss penalty after from Wujo. Mm. When he come play that
so
final.
Hard luck follow what in Nigeria.
So hard luck. Exactly. So I'm not going to say luck, no day football. Luck, day. You go need that element of luck.
Yeah.
But your luck, now you go create your luck.
Okay.
Just like Belgium now, they don't do unlucky.
Mm.
They don't prepare well, but they don't do unlucky.
Yeah.
Because the time we say they go need them most to come, rise up to the occasion, things no go just fall well for them. Or the better prepared team, or the better psychologically prepared team, or the better team with the better luck go come win. Like France, we'll see for 2018. You understand?
Yeah.
So the truth we say, preparation, proper planning, all these things, organizations, you go enter. By the time you enter the final, or you enter the final tournament, then luck will come they play in part, maybe in one or two matches. No be for 7 games, sawa. Luck no go carry you for 7 matches. Never.
So with all of these ones, now waiting be Africa chances of really dominating or at least winning the World Cup. You know, since we talk say whether all African players can they play for their country, one thing, you know, still help up. Because the truth be say this World Cup right now, I don't see any African team going all the way. Our best chance on paper right now, now Senegal and maybe Morocco.
Yeah.
On paper right now, Senegal and maybe Morocco. You understand? Make we see whether Eto get something when they plan, when they cook.
Say Cameroon, you understand?
Say Cameroon go far. Make we see. But normal, based on form and based on paper, our best chance now, Senegal and Morocco. And then Ghana won't almost make the same mistake where every African country they make. That time we World Cup reach players, we don't carry, plan, we don't do for your setup.
We don't qualify you for the competition.
Because you get one news right here, I don't know how true. Say Afenagian,
won't come back. Okay, Afenagian. Okay,
you go World Cup and all of
that. And then we say the other Gian, Asamoah Gian, won't come back.
Go World Cup. That one will work as analyst now. You work as analyst during the World Cup, you understand. So, waiting be really Africa chances.
Well, Africa chances for winning the World Cup, I'm not going to talk say it is close. I'm not going to talk say it is far. Because looking at developments in recent times, like Africa don't shift from the mindset of say, okay, it has to be European. The sweet thing now is say Africans don't try to develop their own selves. I'm talking about coaching now. Because so in the long run, coaches now they matter for these winning teams, winning competitions, winning matches, winning anything. So for me, I feel the mentality where we say Africans don't get, like players, we don't play abroad, we don't see things abroad, how things are done. Administrators now, we say don't see things abroad. Like for instance, now Eto, we don't play ball to the highest level. He now the chairman or FA chairman for Cameroon. If he bring that experience to bear. But I know they look and say that this World Cup, Osawa. I know they think that this World Cup. Maybe the future World Cup, if he plan well. So, Ghana coach, Ado, if they feel let them do the work when they do, fantastic game. See the game plan we use for Nigeria. He get the strength of Nigerian players, but he use his own strength. Defend, play on the counter. So if we get those African players, maybe say don't play abroad to the highest level, can they come back to Africa, be as maybe chairman, be as coach, be as technical advisor, be as technical director, try to develop the game, plan for long term, maybe we will win the World Cup. Maybe, I know go sit down and talk, say it go happen, but from now to 2030, now 8 years.
Yeah.
So if we do another 4 years, maybe 2026, USA, America, USA, Mexico and Canada, where they host, I feel no reason that 2030, we feel win the World Cup.
At 2030.
If we plan, 2030, because World Cup na plans, on the long walk, you guys plan. Belgium, where they were then, Belgium enter semi-final for 2018. So they plan, just like Germany.
Yeah.
Germany win World Cup, you talk them, then plan. Yeah. France, this France where they talk, say we walk up, Sawa. Do you know of Clairefontaine? Then get Clairefontaine Academy. Now there they bring up these players. All these African players where they see, where they go France. Now from there they train them. Then get good academy where they train these players. So not be just by rocket science, say, they just come. No, they plan for them. So we just plan. Say, okay, in the next 20 years, in the next 10 years, in the next 5 years, short, medium, and long-term plan. We just get them. If we get them. Just like Atlanta 96, if you win them.
Jose Mourinho, now coach, we don't manage some kind of African players. You know, we don't coach different African players where they play for European sides. You know, all them Karim Benzema, you don't coach them. All them Tammy Abraham, you don't coach them. All them Dele Alli, you don't coach them. You know, say Africa gets some kind of talents. You know, you don't coach Didier Drogba. You know, you don't coach all them John Mikel Obi. You know, at least those ones play for their own countries. But you don't coach other African players, if you say they represent foreign other teams, you understand? So if Intel, you say Africa get what it take to dominate, I mean, now one man where you fit listen to Jose Mourinho, maybe that time don't reach for Africa to win the World Cup. But like Timmy talk, this 2022 World Cup, unless the host of angels come play for any of the African teams, I don't see the chances of Africa.
I'm gonna go do jazz.
With jazz.
Jazz, we've seen a lion they go to see.
Okay, maybe with the wait, with the countdown to the World Cup, by the next edition, we'll be here. World Cup supposed to start. But then, we could talk about the Champions League, the Women's Champions League, where they happened for Morocco, yeah, and of course Nigerian Bayelsa Queens. They fly the country flag high. At least they don't qualify for the semi-finals for the first time. And hopefully they will fit get the better of AS Far of Morocco. At least the good thing about the Women's Champions League, I say, we they watch all the matches.
Yeah, good one.
All the matches.
See, now that one they sweet me pass. Forget I they watch who Bayelsa play last, the goalkeeper.
Gedi, what's
yeah, I don't forget her name.
3-0. The goalkeeper no good.
Now only that one. Now we no, sir. No talk that.
Okay, yeah, maybe they don't come for me, sir.
Exactly.
Maybe they don't come for me because we get fantastic women footballers.
Yeah, fantastic goalkeepers who get us. Fantastic. But I think one of the things then why I don't enjoy now the fact say the team. They readily available. You see them for TV,
yeah.
And if you watch them everywhere, and at the sweet
and if you assess the girls, and if you have a window for them to sell
to sell themselves. So for me, I happy for Bayelsa Queens. They don't enter semifinal. I think River Saint Gilles last time.
They don't enter. They don't enter. Yeah. This is the first
so
time.
For Bayelsa Queens, good one for them. Yeah. And so see the reason why are they happy now? Say these girls, they go fit sell themselves.
Yeah, that's the biggest attraction.
Yeah,
for
because
whether they go Europe. Or they go African,
exactly.
Get better African leagues for
when
women.
They're good.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the joy. Apart from that, all this our bias, we know what they happen for Nigeria. Yeah. Mm. We know. Say the league know this standard. Mm. We know. Say these girls sometimes they live from hand to mouth. Mm. We know.
Most times.
So
until they get that breakthrough. Most
exactly.
Times.
So my joy for these girls now. The fact say. At least, I hear say around £200,000. Now maybe the guaranteed money for this stage.
Okay.
At least they don't bring money for Bayelsa United or for Bayelsa Queens.
Bayelsa State. And how Bayelsa much go reach their hand?
So why it doesn't matter. They don't sell themselves.
No. If we say, no, for instance, they get $200,000.
I don't know. But I know say Bayelsa, now state where we say at least they get money. And the feet and Daniel, unless Daniel
and
Ighali,
one of the most impoverished states as well. I mean,
yeah, but we just talk about Daniel Ighali. Yeah. I think Naomi is sports commissioner. For Bayelsa,
I think so.
Naomi the sports commission. So I think we guys give us more credit based on say okay, in the try
no,
one at least
very well with the wrestling.
With the wrestling, you understand.
Well.
So for me, that one is enough for the girls. That exposure, Naomi the big deal for me. You know, like I talk here for that under 17, we'll play for India too.
Yeah.
I don't say for me not the exposure.
Yeah.
It's not about the winning for these girls. Not the exposure for them. Last, so that they go feel sell themselves outside to the world. People go see them. Agents go see them. They go feel carry them go to better their lives.
Yeah.
That's the hallmark for me because if you want to talk about organization and how well this competition will go or who go feel win them,
yeah.
I don't feel rate Bayelsa. So I'm not the truth because I don't watch Bayelsa. I don't watch Mamelodi Sundown Queens.
Yeah, but they play Mamelodi.
I don't watch them. This Asfar Rabat where they won't play. So me and you
fantastic
know,
fantastic
so
team. I think they produce
very good
most
side.
Of the players we beat Super Falcons
yes.
for
the
Nation
national
Cup.
Team. Mm. And don't forget, say home advantage again. Go play for them.
Mm.
So I don't want the hope. Say you go for me. They don't do well.
Okay.
The fact say they don't even break with Rivers United, no fee do.
Rivers Angels.
Sorry, I said, why they call them Rivers United? Rivers Angels.
All join.
Rivers Angels. The fact say they don't break that one because Rivers Angels for me, then they more, I go rate them highly than Bayelsa
Queens. Remember the circumstances under Rivers Angels
I know,
last year.
I know,
when
I know,
they arrive and all of those things.
I know, that one are planning.
Our women's league, they almost non existent.
Now, the point
Bayelsa
is that
Queens,
they do well.
Final. So, of our men, we. Okay, at least that one then get smoke in income. Yes, they didn't do it.
No, so see, our old men own, I say, now the same problem when they face the women, now they face the men. Only say the men, oh, they more concentrated because with the Siam, now it's supposed to be the biggest spy. Now it's supposed to be the
poster boy.
You understand? But the fact say, our girls, at least they, even without much coverage, even without much support, they see they try, it won't do well.
Yeah.
It tells you, say, maybe if you put more eye for their body, they go feel do better than what they do right about now. Maybe with these Bayelsa Queens now, where we say they don't do something, maybe corporate Nigeria, go they look at, say, more even put money for even Falcons. More no go Super Eagles. More no go NPFL. More no go NLO or what's it, NNL. More go NWPFL. Or NWPL, as they call them. You understand? More put money inside the women's room. More see whether something will come out. Something good. So, last, football not entertainment. Football not business. business entertainment, make money from my entertainment. If I go cinema today, if I won't go watch film, now because I want to entertain myself, but I go get money and I go pay to watch that film. And pay that money means say they give somebody money, maybe say you don't invest for that business. So it's the same thing with football. Invest in football, make sure say the environment they good for fans to come watch. They go pay good money to watch good football. Now it's just that simple. So I'll not be one day, Sawa. One day, I know we'll get it right. I know. And my prayer be say, when we go get time right, you know, go defy again.
I don't know. They say now from Thursday, and they take know how.
You can, believe so? You know, we know we get time right.
Not in the next 5-6 years.
But Sawa, me, I talk say, Timmy, one day,
Timmy, not the same people.
Sawa,
not the same set of people.
You know, lie.
You cannot even break in. It is the same set of people. We there, we interview Calvin the other day. You there, you hear in humble submission. He said it is one thing for us to suggest, it is another thing for them to accept. Do you understand? Timmy, the corruption don't eat so deep that it go take cleansing of immense magnitude for Nigeria to better.
Sawa, you know,
for Nigerian football to better, or anything
wrong.
Nigeria to better.
You know they wrong.
It's so
you
deep. Right.
But Sawa, you know what they talk say. If we know if we get them right now, we know if we get them right again. Now, because anybody where they corrupt, we fear expose them.
So, see, the best way they expose corrupt person, they're corrupt person too.
No.
You understand?
So, I know agree that one.
All right, make a wait to see how it will go. You say one day we'll get them right. Hopefully, we'll
one
get
day,
them right.
One day.
Rivers United and Plateau United, they win their first leg 5-0, 4-1 respectively, and then they play double header for the same stadium.
They will qualify, sir.
No need to waste time about that.
They will qualify. Even though they say the year of one Mumu team way Benghazi, they do.
Yeah.
They're off lights. When boys they train for talking about Rivers United, no wahala.
5-0. They need to lose 3-0 to
exactly.
Penalty. They
exactly.
Need to 4-0 to
come. I want to see that referee again for Plateau United, where we say go give
penalty from foul, outside the
free kick as penalty. I want to see that referee.
Rivers United, they need to lose 6-0.
And so the truth of the matter be say, I don't know why Plateau United don't take that thing up with CAF.
Yeah.
Because I never hear anything after then. Because that's in a serious issue.
Yeah,
CAF need to apologize to Plateau United because that's in a free kick.
From outside the box, 18
and I know hear anything. Now, you see part of what they talk, say, administration, we got to get them right too. If Plateau United don't stand their ground, how we sure say they don't go do them again? For next competition. How are we sure
say they don't go even lose 4-0?
Exactly.
Manufacture 4 goals.
Plateau United, Rivers United, they're off light when they train. No, CAF, no, they talk anything. When you don't see Serie Madrid won't go play or Arsenal won't go play for Europe, they won't train their off lights. What? Wait to be all this nonsense now? Wait to be all this nonsense? See, CAF, wait first. Mosepe.
Talk to them.
Mosepe.
Speak English.
Mosepe. You now my guy because you're from South Sea.
Yeah,
based on that matter. But Mosepe, try to do it. Try to do it, I beg. Because I'm not going to expect, say, Africa at this point, where we don't carry businessman, business mogul like Mosepe.
Yeah.
We'll constantly do all this kind of nonsense.
Want to get some kekebu calls of that.
Sawa, so no.
Okay, you know, makes sense. This now, we'll draw the curtains for this edition of Football Africa Plus 2, 3, 4. When Africa go win the World Cup, like say Nigeria qualify, but then say Nigeria for play semi-final. You understand? I mean, they see the form of Iwobi, they see the form of Osimhen, they see the form of all them Aribo and the rest of them, but we don't qualify. I mean, that's the reason why me and I go Qatar. I mean, they go Qatar.
No, when I think no, I did available to go Qatar. I beg go. No, my Sawa. I beg, my
if you get ticket for me to go Qatar, I will run to go Qatar.
Now you don't want to go Qatar. Me, I think
I go Qatar. I still want to go Qatar with 2 weeks left. But then again, when Africa go win the World Cup, we they wish Senegal the best of luck, Morocco the best of luck, Cameroon the best of luck, Ghana the best of luck, what would be the less country, Tunisia, we they wish all of Funa the best of luck, where they fly Africa flag. Best of luck. At least if Nando go win the cup, make one team enter semi-final. You know, make one team enter. May the best African team win the World Cup.
And the joy be say, once one African team done, they show that sign.
Yeah.
Everybody go side to support them.
I mean, let's get it better than Cameroon, Senegal, and Ghana. We don't play for the quarterfinal of the World Cup. And then for Bayelsa Queens, we do now back. All of Funa with the support Funa. Rivers United, Plateau United, best of luck. This, now Football Africa, till we come your way again, make sure say you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Football Republic NG, and make sure say they stream, they comment, they contribute all our podcast platforms. Until we come your way again, Usha Pra Pra. Football Republic.